Why no?
Because
I don't want to hear that no. What do you do? Always cooking and all this. You should see. No? If you want to
see the like the
and Raganuga, you have to
like
do labor 1,000 and lakh times more than by the
world.
But internally.
Internally and externally are animals.
How is labor more externally?
Always try to hear, always try to read all these things. Always, especially hear. And if there is no hearing, then to see in the books of Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Thakur, and all others.
But reading seems easier than the other labors of reading seems much easier than the labor of Bhaiti Bhakti. It's much more fun and easy.
Not easy.
Why?
To enter in उसके भीतर में बहुत
But it says, ishq ke vishaya mein swarasth ki parama
sakal thike phal to khe thi ishq ke vishaya mein
स्वरस्थ की परम अवस्थता को पराग कहते हैं।
What is the meaning?
That
no, you know.
Bengali, he knows Bengali.
No, no, he knows Bengali.
Yeah, he's Bengali. Bengali better than Hindi.
Supreme attraction.
East.
Ishta means worshipable object.
Object. Worshipable object is Krishna. Krishna, towards Krishna, continuous. Continuous, not recurrent. Swabhaviki. Swabhaviki means? Natural.
Inherent nature.
Not breaking and breaking.
This is the meaning also of Sarasvati?
Sarasvati. This is the meaning of Sarasvati. Attachment with a lila smaran, anurag, always going on. That rag, that is called rag. Swarasati. Continuous going. Not
uninterrupted.
Uninterrupted. Then affection to Krishna is called rag. It is only within ragatmi jan. Ragatmi jan means Nanda Yashoda Subal Siddham, all Sakhas, and Lalita Vishakha, all Sakhas. When I read him, and in the association of Arashik Vaishnava, who hear all these things, in Srimad Bhagavat, when you hear from any Rasik Vaishnava, then we can have, may have, some part low, great habit. When we do sadhana, then it is Radhanuja. In Radhatmik, it is Radhatmik Bhakti, Radhatmik Bhav. So that is.
In Brahma Samhita, I think the third sloka, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur has given an explanation of two kinds of processes for perfection, mantra upasana and swarasthiti.
Mantra upasana means breakable. And only a darshan, a dhyan or a smaran for one thing, that Yashoda has tightened his hand and tightened his waist, and he is tightened in the okhal, and he is getting that simply so marvelous. Then in a only see and do smaran, thinking, only this scenery, this is called mantra of upasana, only one thing. Krishna is playing on Bansi, sitting his this stick on another, and like this, smiling face, under Kadamba tree, near Jamuna flowing, there, peacocks are but dancing, and quails, cockroaches are doing cuckoo cuckoo, and so many bellies and bellies are all with fragrant, very fragrant, so cool and so hero hero. Fragrant,
soft,
gentle. The whole atmosphere is so gentle, so sweet. And I'm seeing that thing. This is mantra. And when, like a chain, whole day, 24 hours activity, and the passions of Krishna are going on and coming on,
Automatically,
then it is Sarasvati.
In mantra upasana, it doesn't come automatically, one has to meditate.
It is not.
But that's still an advanced stage, isn't it, mantra upasana?
If you come, so passionate devotee is he. When we do Diksha mantra, Vipal mantra, Kama Gayatri, Krishna mantra, Yogi mantra, these are mantra upasana. But when after doing so much bhajan in this mantra upasana, Swastaki upasana will join. But these are very high things, very high things. Vijay Kumar and Brajanath have gone so much up. We are so in lower state.
So this is the same Parasikhi here that's referred to. There are many, many mistakes in this English book.
Yes, I know.
On one page, four times he has used the word Raganuga Bhakti, where you have used the word Ragatmika Bhakti.
Oh,
yeah, four times he has done that.
Oh, we can't wait for the question.
Does not understand of this.
No.
I'm thinking that Sarbham, your Sarbham is doing, but I think that he will not be able to do all this. He will do mistakes.
And he's not going to finish.
So,
he's not going
to do. I'm not really planning to try to do the whole book, but I just want to do the chapters that everyone wants to hear.
You can do.
And it'll just be for distributing for some devotees. With your help, I can.
I will help. You should come and I will help. Just help you. Mm. Where you are not understanding.
Yeah.
But in this word I cannot read.
So I can read your version and then you can explain.
I can explain, but you will have to teach appropriate words.
So I'll just read from your book. And then it will be clear.
Write the same word.
Yeah.
As it is.
Yeah.
And then you can
explain.
Yeah.
Try to give similar words.
Yeah.
But you should put the same word.
Everywhere.
Because everyone will be misguided.
Yeah. And then if the Sanskrit terminology is there, it will be clear.
At Varishan, the Chastak of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and giving his explanation. Sarbhama has done it, but so many places he has gone wrong. He could not. So, you should try to.
I can show you.
Do the same mistake.
I can show you, and then you can correct me if I do something wrong. Then, they often use this term like ragmayi or premamayi, and they translate it as full of rag or full of prema. But is there a deeper understanding than that? Can you explain ragmayi?
In Bhaktivinoda Thakur's first writing, ragmayi.
Huh.
Ragmayi means first prema. After bhava. It is not within sadhana. No? When he will take birth in Gopi only and will have association with Radhakrishna, there first will come prema, snehi, man, pranay, then raga. Then when a devotee will have rag, that rag.
That's called
rag.
And premamayi?
Premamayi, first stage.
After
first stage. Then we pray. But I think that the word prema has used for also Mahabhav and all other sankas as Atman.
Yeah, Atman
means general meaning Jeev,
souls,
and sometimes it is used for physical body, sometimes for mind, sometimes for God, Krishna himself, sometimes for Paramatma. So, prema is used
in a general way.
There's another term,
bhavmayi. Bhavmayi means here, pranay, snehman, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav. And bhav, brahmabhav. Brahmabhavmayi. Only you should try to take my not more time. Because I have to do sadhana bhajan. I'm not Prabhupada. They have finished their everything. and I'll have to enter and bhakti.
Really? When you want to do your sadhana, you tell me to go away.
I should have time to do all these things.
I can ask one more thing?
Naveen must tell you when to go.
There's one word used here, ranjakta. Jaisa sundarya.
Huh?
Jaisa sundarya dekar, aankon jis prakar, adir, adir ho, ususti hai, usi prakar yaha, vishya ke prati, ranjakta rahati hai, aur hridaya mein raag. What is this word? Ranjakta.
I want to see. He's telling that what is rag? He's telling that there is a Vishaya Purush. Vishaya Purush, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Material.
Material?
Materialistic man.
Materialistic man. He can say, if there is a man, he is hankering after any female. He is so greedy towards money. He is so much wanting and fashionable. He wants milk. He has very, very fine cows here. And he is loving all cows. He has some land. And so beautiful flowers he has. And he goes to that flowers in Bagan.
Garden.
Garden. And seeing all flowers, he becomes so much good. But no connection with Krishna or Arjuna. Only enjoyment for him. No? So, he had naturally some attachment with all worldly things. No? That attachment is called love. When it is so much attachment with all the worldly things, it is called love. But this is this era. And when it becomes towards Krishna, then it is Siddha Chinmayara.
The specific word aranjakta?
Aranjakata.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Anything, he is telling that if a man sees any very, very beautiful, sweet beautifulness anywhere, he wants to take it and enjoy that. Then his heart is colored in that thing. That is called raag.
They give the definition. I couldn't understand it, but they say a painter.
So when you see that very beautiful speech, melodious saundarya.
Beautiful.
Then we see. At times we act, we see like this. Not talking to
each other.
And heart is covered with that
thing.
If that beautiful thing goes out of sight, but yet heart is in, everywhere, that is called Ranjata.
They give a translation, a painter or dyer. So he becomes tainted by that desire.
And that desire sets that color of that thing that months and years goes away. But that color is just here. This is called Ranjakta, means a rag. So when we have this seeing Krishna beautifulness or Vrindavan beautifulness, then it is called only the Krishna Parikas, sisters of Krishna, who are in Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, their heart has that kind of rock, natural rock, but then so deep. So, where it is called Ragatmika Bhakti. And those who follow me, they are. Now you can?
Now we can?
Simple question.
Yes.
In the 10th sentence, when Krishna is stealing the clothes of the gopis, when Krishna is stealing the clothes of the gopis, is Radharani there? And she also comes and pays her obeisances to Krishna like this? And
last day, the gopis who are upstairs there, they were not Kanyaka.
Yes.
Kanyaka, you know?
Young.
Young,
not
married. Yes. They were doing for one month. But at that time, Lalita Vishakha, Srimati Radhika Roop Manjari, all were married.
Ah,
so that special day when it was last day, so they give invitation to all that today day, it is completion day. So anything will be surely come out unexpected and extended. Understand?
Yes.
I have no word to.
Yes.
But anyhow.
Yes.
So they call all the gopis. And all were there. What happened? Well, that Yogamaya is coming or not. They say they saw that not Yogamaya, but they saw that the husband of Yogamaya then went on the tree stealing all the clothes. Then Krishna told them to come out. Lalita Vishakha and Srimati Radhika told all the very awesome girls that you should go first. Then we will come. So they are coming first. After that, they also.
Without any clothes?
They have nothing to do. They can do everything fast. So, anyone cannot tell what was inside of this story. That any Raganuga person or Raj person does not think anything, what Krishna tells him, it does it. Any other Raj cannot follow the Krishna order. But they can follow. Those were given up everything. And they were laughing. So all that there. To give same also. This is because in this world, we see that. Then a husband and wife mix together. No soul, nothing. They can be naked also. So Krishna is husband, 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 husband. Only to pray. And Krishna has no this worldly calm. And Gopi has no sign, no right, nothing. But we are saying, because we are with calm, there is no calm. In Brahmalok, no calm. You know Brahmalok?
No, I don't know Brahmalok.
After Durga,
after
four kinds of, five kinds of salvationist jeeves are there. Like Sukha Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami, like Sanatana, Sanatana. There are no calm at all in there.
Yes.
So after Durga, no calm at all. And after that, Sivalok, no calm. And after that, Vaikuntha, nothing like. And above all, Golokanta, how calm is that? No. Hanuman has no calm. He has given everything he has. He is in my body. So how can this come in gopis and Krishna? But there is Vishuddha prema. Try to develop your bhakti in Radha Nanda. Carry gradually. Try to read the book of Rupa Sanatana, Raghunatha Das Goswami, and all. Everything is there. But lock and key is there. That should be anyone who
unlock. Shyamala.
He always comes to
your
bath in that ocean. Try to read Vilas Pushpanjali with bhav and try to always to serve Radha and Krishna in that. Also you can read Braj Vilas Bhava and have all connected
Vilas with Vilas Pushpanjali.
And also have a relation. What Ratnavan Das Swami has given. What relation this to a Radha Nuga Bhakti Siddhi? Try to follow. And you have so many books.
But everything is locked and key.
And he has he's the person who opened the door. Yes, he is the one with the key.
You can take a key.
You give me a key? I'll take a key if you give me.
I'm trying to give you a key.
Not so good, but
try to change what I have given explanation. Try to discover like that. I will discover. So you should also try to pray Raghunath Das Goswami to
reveal
all the things in your heart. Try to take a word and think about that word. That is Vilas. No? What is Vilas? Bhag Vilas. There are so many kinds of Vilas. Bhag Vilas. Bhag Vilas means? No, you don't?
Yeah.
Bhag Vilas means? Word Vilas.
Vrindavan Hill.
In fact, Krishna is doing blast with him.
You want to?
Yes.
You are not a Bhukta, Sumanta and Gita. You are... I was so much pleased in my house affairs. And you tell so many things to me. In Punja. And you all with conspiracy they have blessed me with a very well known
Brindavan, he is famous Prabhupada. He was famous Prabhupada.
Krishna so much grace from the Jagat, that even it does not take any name of anything. And nidra, nidra means sleeping means nidra. Nidra is family name in Sanskrit.
Nidra Devi.
Nidra Devi. So Krishna is Brahmachari. He does not see that nidra. He does not know how it is nidra. So he is not, he does not sleep.
Nothing.
In whole life he does not sleep, we know. But yet he is Brahmachari. He is telling in background, meaning is that Krishna is neither Brahmachari nor the king. Visakha told, and Krishna is hearing everything, but they are talking. Visakha told, that I know, they have done, you know, Prayag?
Prayag, yeah.
They have gone to Prayag.
From Prayag to
Prayag. And they have done yag. Yag, you know?
Yag, yeah, yeah. Yag. Offering.
Offering. Fire is given in yag. In Prayag, they have given everything, Pativrata and Brahmachari. Understanding the meaning, hidden meaning? Prayag means pratishtarutena to be one is yag, yog.
Yog.
Yag means prayag. Prayag means to become close to in prayag. In prayag is to be yog. So I have given everything, Brahmacharya, Hari, Kamitrava, in that fire. And for them, these two qualities are the
gone.
This is called Bhagvilas.
Yes.
This is called Bhagvilas. So this is Bhagvilas. And there are so many kinds of vilas. Being in the Ras, the dance and Ras is also a kind of vilas. So many things are vilas. Shuddha Puja, all are vilas. So in world, Virat, one world, Virat. You know, so many things.
Where do they come?
Now you can go.
Up to Tanjan. Every from Ramayana.
There are so many Ramayans.
Yeah, so many. Yeah. Valmiki Ramayana, Tulsi Ramayana, Adhyatma Ramayana, Padma Puran, Skanda Puran, Srimad Bhagavat. Everywhere Ramcharitra is given. And this is the Harikatha, a pastime of Ram to Krishna. Krishna has become Ram. And then he did the pastimes of Marjada Purushottam with 2.5 rush. Then he is called Ram. Ram is not other than Krishna. So pastimes of Ram to pastimes of Krishna. If even who are in Maya, when they will hear the pastimes of Ram, all will cry, all will weep, tears will come out. But hearing the pastimes of Krishna, no Baddhaji will weep, no tear. After sadhan bhajan, when anartha will go away and he will have the association of guru and rasik vaishnava, and when nishtha, ruchi, asakti will come, and after that how he is wanting to come on, at that time when he will hear the pastimes of Krishna's gopis, then he will be. The difference between waiting hearing Ram Katha and Krishna Katha difference is that anyone will weep to hear the Ram Katha, but when Katha will be end, eyes will be dry and he will again go in Maya. But when he will hear the Krishna Katha and eyes will be weeping, never it will be dry. It will always wait and come. Understand? This is the difference between Ram Katha and Krishna. Valnisha Mukta Purush, those who have gone out of illusory Maya, they can understand Krishna prema, gopi prema. And if they will weep in this life or any life or in Golok Vrindavan, never their weeping will be stopped. Always. And Ramakatha, at first they will weep. And it may be dry. But hearing and hearing, 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 Ram will do kripa to them, and then they will enter in Ram. Any question?
I had one question about in Panchatattva. How Srivas Thakur is there and Advaita Charja is there, and what is there any way to see them, those is there any way to see those two personalities in relationship to Vraja Bhakti?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he is Krishna, Radha is there. So only gopis can enter in Krishna pastime. When Krishna is alone, Yashoda Ma and Nanda Baba and all others can enter there. Sakha can enter. But when Radha and Krishna are there, only gopi can enter. No one can. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sarup, Advaitacharya and Mahavishnu is there, Nityananda Prabhu means Baldev, that is Sankarsan, that is Dwarkadhish, Dwarkad Balram is there, and Radhika is in another shape, that is in Gadadhar Prabhu shape, Purush, male shape. So here, Srivas Pandit, as a Narad Bhakta, he can be there, because they are all are serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Dasyaras. Gadadhar is also in Dasyaras, not as Braja. So in Dasyaras, Narad can also come, that is Srivas can come. Nityananda Prabhu also may be there. Mahavishnu can be there as a Bhakta, all as a Bhakta. So there is no bind there.
In Vraja.
in Mahaprabhu Lila. But when he is in this bhav of Radhika, even Nityananda Prabhu cannot touch. What to tell others? Only Gadadhar can touch. No other can touch. Or Lalita Vishakha can touch. So Sarup Damodara and Raya Ramananda can touch at that time. But not Nityananda Prabhu or Subhash Pandit or anyone can touch. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told Naudev Dham Parikrama that one should serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Dasyaras. And when the Dasyaras will be completed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be seen in Radha and Krishna shape. And then he can do Dasyas, Sakha, Vasal and even Madhukrishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calling Krishna Krishna, all bhakti, so no heart.
He's more in this mood of Krishna